This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Back to the music in a sec. But first, let's welcome to the studio president of the largest mixed martial arts organization in the world, the UFC, Mr. Dana White. What is going on,
what's
sir?
What's up, buddy?
Thank you so much for coming. As you know, a huge fan of your organization and of yourself personally.
Thank you.
So congrats on everything. So first, I want to talk about, so much to talk about, but this new deal with ESPN, you're constantly evolving and doing these huge monumental deals. How does this change the game now?
Thanks. No, this is a huge one. Obviously, when we started, the UFC, when we bought the company, ESPN wouldn't cover us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now we're on ESPN.
Right.
So it's a huge deal, not just for the for the company, but for the sport, the athletes, everybody. It's massive. We're really pumped about this deal.
The exposure is going to be unbelievable, and the platform itself is unbelievable. Looking back, you just mentioned you started. Did you feel that it was going to remain niche for? And you were going to have an extremely loyal audience that could still be obviously successful, but is it hard to imagine ever to this level?
You know, if you listen to interviews with me 10 years ago, I kept saying this is going to be massive. It's going to be huge. The one thing that surprised me was the ground game. You know, we grew up in a culture where, you never hit a man when he's down. Even the old John Wayne movies, he'd hit somebody, he'd go stand him up and hit him again.
Right.
You know, you didn't jump on top of a guy and start, pounding him. But, I thought it would take a lot longer for the ground game to for people to understand it, but it didn't. It exploded, and I'm not really. I am surprised, but on the same side, I'm not, because that's how we got into it. We started training in jiu-jitsu, and we fell in love with the sport, man. Once you start doing jiu-jitsu, it becomes very addictive, and But I always believed it would be big, and that it would be global.
You're exactly right about the jiu-jitsu. I mean, I grew up as a wrestler, and my grandfather boxed, and I boxed at the same time. Loved it. Jiu-jitsu wasn't, when we were going up, I wasn't on my radar until I saw Hoist and the Gracies and all that. And then I got a little burnout because of wrestling growing up. I was a kid, but I got my son. He was get that little maniac into something as an outlet. So I got him into jiu-jitsu, and I'm watching him rolling around. I'm like, God, that looks like fun. I got to get out there, and I got to learn. So cut two, I'm a blue belt now.
Are you
and
really?
You're right. It's like physical chess. You constantly, it's a thinking man's game. Makes me feel young.
It's incredible.
And I'm addicted.
It's
like
incredible.
You said, it's so I like to mix it up with the boxing and the jiu-jitsu. Every day I'm either doing one or the other. So essentially an MMA type training. So again, a big fan, but can appreciate the nuances. And I think the casual fan can as well too. And some of your stars have been able to transcend outside of the sport, like Ronda Rousey, like Conor McGregor, who, by the way, is it rumor or is it official that he will be fighting Khabib?
That's the fight we want to make, but as of right now, it's all just rumor. Obviously, that's the fight we want to make, but Conor has bigger issues right now than lining up fight dates.
Did his assault charges and his antics at the end of the day, because he's got this bad boy image, do you think it helped him or hurt him when it inevitably gets settled?
I don't know. We'll see. It definitely doesn't help. It definitely doesn't help him. People love Conor McGregor, and nobody wants to see Conor doing something like that. You know, he gets crazy at the weigh-ins, but he's about to fight.
Right.
But showing up and doing that, there's never a positive that comes out of that.
Yeah, no, you look legitimately upset. It was definitely a tough look. A lot of crossover now with some of your former athletes from the UFC going over to the WWE. I missed you, but I saw you in New Orleans with Ronda's debut. What'd you think?
Yeah, she killed it. She was awesome. I know I'm biased, but I thought her match was the best match night.
No, honestly, I did too. It was exciting. Had a lot of good energy. Yeah,
it was. She did it. She did a great job. She's going to be good at whatever she wants to do. She's amazing.
Yeah, she continues with a movie career and some films that she's working on right there. Who are some of the fighters on your radar right now that we should be looking out for?
Well, there's a few. I literally just got done on Tuesday. We have a show called Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series.
And yes.
Literally, we have five fights on the card. We do it in the little tough gym. And these guys come in, they fight. They have one showing right there to show us what they got and to get into the UFC. And we got some killers, man. It's awesome.
You also got a great card coming up on the 7th. in July. Really looking forward to that.
You an Ortega fan?
Yeah, Brian. I'm definitely
awesome
an Ortega fan.
How awesome is that guy?
Oh, he's
incredible,
great, man.
Right?
That's a tough fight. That's a good
fight. Very tough fight. Both guys are studs.
Yes.
Holloway, the champ, and he's going to try to take the belt from him. I'm really pumped for that fight.
So am I. Brian's a good kid, too. And then the title fight itself, too. The heavyweight championship is going to be.
Yep, Stipe in D.C.
That's right. That's going to be a great fight. You know what's great about your events, too, and if anyone hasn't attended a UFC event, you get there early, and talk about getting your money's worth. You get quality fights the whole night. It's got a great sort of rock concert atmosphere. You really put on a great production.
Thank you.
And it's bang for your buck.
Thanks, yeah. But, you know, it's like the Super Bowl. You know, you can't guarantee that the Super Bowl is going to be the best football game you've ever seen. But if you had a bunch of, you know, great football games that night, you'd be guaranteed to see to see a good one. That's what we do. We put on the best fights with the best fighters who are available that aren't hurt or whatever the deal is. And from the first fight to the last fight of the night, they're all great fights.
You had one of the biggest events ever with McGregor versus Mayweather. Did it whet your appetite to want to get into boxing? Because that's another rumor obviously floating around on the internet.
I wouldn't say that it whet my appetite. I was just looking at boxing and I know we could do it better. I know we could do a better job than what's going on. But it's so broken and so fragmented and it just... How do you do it? I'm still poking around, figuring out how do I do this? How do I get into this and make it work? First of all, if I sign a couple of guys, which I can do, I can go out and sign a couple of big stars. Who are they going to fight? You know, in my world, I have 550 fighters under contract, so I can make any fight I want to make. You know, you have to have, you know, a deep roster to make great fights.
Right.
So I wouldn't have a deep roster right out the gates. So I'm still poking around. You're going to see coming up here soon. I'm going to make a real ballsy move here pretty soon and we'll see how it pans out.
Oh, nice. I like the teaser.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, cuz clearly such a huge economic success and success in general. It'd be something that I would imagine you'd want to get into. Aside from the fractured nature of it, what do you see in the biggest differences being with MMA and boxing?
I don't know. I just think that that when you get guys in boxing that become huge superstars, right? It's almost like they don't want to fight anymore. They you know, whether it's not engaging in the ring and trying to do just enough to win and just enough to not lose. And you don't see that in the UFC, man. When these guys come to fight, they come to fight. And like you said, we stack the card. And I think that we put on the best live event in all of sports. I know that sounds arrogant, but, you know, if you've ever been to, you know, basketball games are fun. I love going to see the Celtics play. I'm a big Patriots fan. I love going to the games. And but let me tell you what, when you go to a UFC event, like you said earlier, it's pretty awesome.
Purest form of sport, one-on-one, man-on-man. You can't compare that kind of energy.
And there's so many different ways to win and lose. It just it makes it exciting. A guy can be getting beat for four rounds and can pull off an upset win with 30 seconds left of the fight. That usually doesn't happen in boxing.
Theater of the unexpected.
When a guy is losing in boxing, odds are he's going to lose.
Right. The drama is just off the charts. What do you think of the evolution of the OTT platforms being utilized in combat sports?
It was always a dream of mine. I when I grew up, we used to have Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 8, and Channel 13.
Right.
Then cable came along. You know, you had 30-something channels. Then DirecTV. And now with this, everybody can watch. It's like for the Floyd Connor fight. The world was watching that fight, and we did it on our OTT platform. And everybody could see it. Yeah, you got to stay up, you know, till 5 in the morning in different countries, but... I always had this dream where we would put on the right fight with the right guys at the right time and the world would watch it.
Right.
That's becoming a reality now with OTT.
And it's the future. It seems like it's the future that. And this is really cool. Fans now have their chance to air out any grievances with you in a virtual octagon. The UFC 3 video game. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. EA Sports came to me and asked me what I thought about being in it. You know, it's a little weird. I'm not a fighter, but it's been super successful. So apparently a lot of people want to punch me in the face. it worked out great.
Do you train? Do you train still? No, I mean, clearly keep in shape.
I don't train anymore. I don't train to fight anymore. This is actually my mitt man. We haven't done the mitts in a long time, but
I like that you bring them with you just in case.
Yeah, no, we work out, but I fight every day just to get on the treadmill now.
Right, right.
Getting in there and fighting is a young man's game, not an old guy's game.
Yeah, no. I mean, I agree with you. Yeah, but to stay in shape, I get in there and spar.
It's
crazy.
The best workout in the world.
It's the best.
There's nothing better. And like you said, you box and hit the mitts and hit the bag and
I spar. And I'll spar in smokers.
Do you really?
And I'm actually thinking about doing. It's funny because I was talking to my professor with jiu-jitsu the other day. So they have these masters tournaments and. Being 45, my weight class or my age group would be 45 to 50. And I'm like, shit, if I lose to a 50-year-old, I'm going to kill myself. But I'm like, all right, 45 to 50, blue belt, I can hang. I think I can hang. So I always like set little goals and stuff.
See, I'm telling you, it's why I think and always thought that this will be the biggest sport in the world because all males have this primal thing inside of them that they want to, you watch Rocky II and you're running out to the gym the next day trying to do it. But you're a boxing guy. This is Skipper Kelp. I don't know if you remember Skipper Kelp
from back in the day.
He used to knock people dead on ESPN.
Right on. Well, you look about 15 years old. That's going to take me a minute to... That's great, man. No, I bet mad respect for all the combat sports. Dana, just for our audience right here, I've been to a lot of your events and so many celebrities attend too. So who are some of the people that you're like, oh, wow, he's here and oh my gosh, he's here and some of the big, because you have some avid celebrity fans.
Yeah, we've literally had everybody. I mean, everybody's come through from Madonna to Brad Pitt and George Clooney and, you know, we've had everybody there, but there's some people that are hardcore. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is hardcore. So we had the Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series on Tuesday. He texted me as soon as the fights were over going, those fights were awesome. I mean, he's hardcore.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always feel like I want to text you, but I don't want to bother you.
You text me whenever you want, brother, whenever you want.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Well, that's cool. Always great to see you. You can follow Dana on Twitter, at Dana White. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.